But when you look at where they're at, this adds an element to their offense they simply didn't have. And look, the truth is, I think the Chiefs have thought he's a fit for their offense for years. The reason why I know that is they tried to recruit him as a free agent a couple of years ago. They've tried to trade for him in previous years. And while they would have been willing to give up more to get DeAndre Hopkins in the building as a fit earlier, the compensation versus what they needed never lined up. A fifth? I'll just be honest. I'd have given him a fifth for almost any wide receiver. I mean, just any wide receiver on the street. I'd have almost given up a fifth-round pick for it. I don't care about a fifth-round pick. So to get DeAndre Hopkins for it feels like a great deal. Fourth, if it turns into a Super Bowl, like you said, who cares?
Right. I mean, we thought it would take a fifth or a sixth or something like that potentially for a DeMarcus Robinson or a Deontay Johnson or a Darius Slayton. So to get Hopkins, and I think, by the way, there's a reason why you're getting him for a fifth, though. That's what we're saying, like balancing the expectation with still recognizing it's a huge upgrade for this team and a necessity. But you're getting him for a fifth because he's now, what, 32 years old? He is coming off of an injury. This year hasn't really been on the field that much. That's why you're getting him for a fifth. So there, it's not like you're getting for a fifth for no reason. There's a reason why his compensation has dipped.
Because he's older.
But for this team, for what they're going to ask him to do, it's a great thing. Not to mention, I do think there's just an element of, hell, I'll be honest, like just driving into work and we host a radio show. We're not playing. I had an extra pep in my step. If you're DeAndre Hopkins, you're hopping on a plane today. You got to be a little more excited
and
anyway.
You skip a little.
How could you not? You were getting passes from Will Levis. Now you're on a team that can complete your career. You don't have a ring yet, DeAndre Hopkins. You've had a great career. You're going to end up in the Hall of Fame one day, but you don't have the ring. You don't have the ring. And now you got a chance to get a ring and also do it on a team that might make history. How does that not also... push you through if you're dealing with an injury? How does that not push you through? The effort, I have no question the type of effort or anything like that you're going to get from DeAndre Hopkins.
So like, yeah, I mean, you just have to be a great player.
I'm just saying though, like it could be easy to like, all right, my team's 1-5 and I've got freaking Will Levis or Mason Rudolph throwing me the football.
Hamstring feels a little extra tight this week. Knee feels a little extra sore this week. I'll take a couple of times off. I will say, based on the only thing that is like surprising about this to me, I'm not surprised they traded for a wide receiver.
Right.
I'm not surprised DeAndre Hopkins was one of the receivers that a million people have listed. This is the antithesis of the style of wide receiver that Andy Reid likes. It always seems, to be honest, far more likely that Andy Reid would trade for a guy who was like 5'6".
Oh, Tutu Atwell.
190 pounds or 170 pounds who runs a 4.4 40 than a big-bodied catch-with-his-hands wide receiver. Like, this actually seems different than the type of wide receiver Patrick Mahomes has ever had. What's the closest he's had to this style? DeMarcus Robinson when he was the fourth receiver on this team? Like, because he kind of plays that style of football? I mean, this isn't the type of guy he goes for. Maybe Juju this year, they've kind of molded him into that a little bit. But I feel like he is still slightly different. It's like the one thing I've always wanted to see in this offense is the sideline throw that every other team does where it's like 20 yards down the field and just back shoulder it. It's like this is the kind of player you can do
target.
That to.
Yeah, it's his red zone target, Drew. And specifically, the last couple years, we've highlighted the ability to track the football. And they haven't had somebody that was capable of tracking the football at the DeAndre Hopkins level since Tyreek Hill. He's the last member of this Chiefs wide receiver room that can truly track the football well. It's been an issue for Mecole Hardman. Rashee Rice's been great, but they're not asking him to do that kind of thing. We haven't seen Hollywood Brown in this offense. I don't know if we ever will, maybe at the end of the season. So that is the element they haven't had, and that might be the most exciting part of this. Yes, he can run the underneath crossing routes, and he's a smart football, intelligent, veteran, smart football player, but he can track the ball and utilize his skill set. He doesn't have to be 6'3". Yeah, he's only 6'1". It's not like they're getting a 6'4 target, but he's 6'1", and he can track the ball, so he plays taller than 6'1". And that is what you're describing, Cody, a little bit, and that's what is exciting about DeAndre Hopkins.
I mean, sometimes we talk about wide receivers like they're a power forward. 6'1"'s a pretty good-sized wide receiver. 6'1", I mean, yeah, short point guard. He's not playing small forward. Like, I get it. There are guys like Ja'Marr Chase and Ja'Marr Chase is 6'1", right? So he's always Justin Jefferson. We think of those as being like these big bodied, tall wide receivers. All those guys are like 6 foot. The 6'4" guys, they exist in this league, but there aren't that many Randy Mosses floating around here. 6'5", 6'6". He's taller than every other wide receiver probably on their roster. Like, I mean, in all reality, MVS was the last 6'4" wide receiver they had.
I feel like, yeah, the comp for like what he's done in his career and like the type of guy is like more like Justin Jefferson, because they're both 6'1". Like, you throw the ball up, DeAndre Hopkins is going to, he can go and get the ball. Like, it's not like, it's not only tracking, it's I need to out jump this defender.
It just takes, yeah, it takes,
he can do it.
It takes heat off of Travis. It takes heat off of Xavier Worthy. It makes these guys, like, they've found a good, like, the one thing I'll say about the Chiefs offense, which I think is an extreme compliment, is they know exactly who they are. Like, we might not like the way they look on offense sometimes. It might not be aesthetically pleasing all the times. But is anybody questioning whether or not the Chiefs have an identity on offense? Because they clearly have that. They know how they run the ball. They know how they pass the ball. They know the areas in which they are successful. The only place in which it seems like they're sometimes guessing is the red zone. They move the ball about as well as any team in the NFL from the 20 to 20. They know who they are. So fitting DeAndre Hopkins into what they are is just saying, be Juju. Not we're changing our offense. Not we're doing something different. Hey, remember what Juju was doing for 1 week? Just do that. Those under crosses, these things, you're going to take stuff. Kelsey's going to take some attention away from you. Worthy's going to go down the field deep. We're going to make this easy for you, DeAndre. But I mean, they have an identity. Like, whether it's a, whether we love it or not, they have an identity.
Yeah. And I think we're all saying kind of the same thing. Just when we were talking about contested catches, ball tracking is part of that in order to get a contested catches. So we're kind of saying the same thing when we're discussing that, however we want to phrase it. But this is I think surprising news only because it was quiet on the Hopkins front. I know we played the audio of Ian Rapoport saying this was a long rumored trade. I actually disagree with that.
As in previous years, I think.
Yeah, like, sure, but it's not like in the last week there's been a ton of noise on the Chiefs trading for DeAndre Hopkins. They were interested, as you pointed out, in an offseason a year or so ago, but the Titans were willing to, we thought, overpay at the time for him. But in terms of, like, so I guess long rumored in that regard, but it's not as if the reports have been, oh, the Chiefs are really keying in on DeAndre Hopkins. In fact, yesterday, all the noise from Diana Rossini and everybody else was about who? Cooper Kupp. That was where the noise was, that the Chiefs are really searching, or I should say,
have had conversations
and leaning into the possibility of Cooper Kupp, and they want a second round pick, which we know was never going to happen for the Chiefs to give up a second round pick for Cooper Kupp. Thank goodness, by the way. I don't think any team's given up a second round pick. But that was what was surprising. I woke up this morning as I'm sure you checked Twitter fairly early on, and you're like, wait, okay, here we go. I saw Bob's tweet, and it happened right before their show. And so I was like, well, this is actually happening. They're going to go out and get DeAndre Hopkins. We'll talk plenty about the maybe concern on the injury front when we go out to Nashville at 11 o'clock, because I think it's a fair conversation. What is realistic? What's realistic for this Sunday as well against the Raiders? Reports are that Hopkins is flying into Kansas City this afternoon. Who knows?
You and
I might see him at the airport. We can go all TMZ style at the airport. Maybe he will be leaving the gate.
You're just going to bombard the man with cell phone video?
We're going to leave the gate. He'll be leaving the gate that we're entering, maybe, this afternoon.